tell you, if we lived back then and we had seen the last scenes of Christ's life, and that person who we had spent 3.5 years with was now taken from us and crucified on a cross and dead in the grave, if we came to Sunday morning and an angel communed to us, "He's not here, he's risen," that would be good news. "He is not here, he's risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." They not only communicate to the two ladies that Jesus is not in the grave, he's risen, they actually take them and do what? Show them, so that they see with their own eyes. And then they say this: "Go quickly and tell his disciples." Go what? Go what? Go quickly. Are they to walk? Are they to crawl? Are they to slumber? No. Go quickly. "Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they departed. What? Quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. And they ran to bring his disciples word. I tell you this morning, if the gospel does not bring joy to your heart, then you don't have the right gospel. You've got the wrong one. You need to find the right one. Because the right one, correctly understood, does what? It brings joy to the heart. And it enables us to run and proclaim the joy which we experience. They ran to bring his disciples word. They're now running for Jesus. They have communed with Jesus. Now they are running for Jesus, because they have good news to what? To announce to the 12. Well, what do you think is going to happen when these two ladies run to announce the good news? What do you think is going to happen to the 12? Well, we pick it up in John chapter 20, in verses 2 to 4. The Bible says initially that Mary Magdalene ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them. She ran, and who'd she meet first? Peter and John. And she said this: "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. And the Bible says what happened. They both ran together. The other disciple outran Peter, came to the tomb first. What happened? The two did what? The two ran. Did they not? Why did they run? Because the good news, who told them the good news? The ladies. Very good. You run to Jesus to get the good news of the gospel. Then you run for Jesus to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Once you run for Jesus proclaiming the good news, it leads others to run to Jesus so that they can experience that same good news. I'm going to close with a story found in Mark chapter 10. It's a story of the rich young ruler. Mark 10, verses 17 and following. The Bible says this: "As he was going out on the road, one
came what? Wasn't walking. Wasn't crawling. Wasn't slumbering. He came what? He came running. And this, he knelt down before Jesus. He asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He's running to Jesus to get instruction from Jesus. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that what he should have done? Sure it is. He had to run to Jesus to receive instruction from Jesus. And Jesus then did what? He instructed him. And as we run through the story, Jesus concluded by saying this, that this young rich ruler lacked one thing. He told him to go his way, sell whatever he had, and give it to the poor, and he would have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And unfortunately, the story concludes by saying this. He was sad at this word, went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He ran to Jesus, did he not? Because he wanted to be instructed by Jesus. Is that not what he should have done? Yes, but was his salvation based upon that alone? No. Upon receiving the instruction, then he should have brought his life in harmony with what Jesus was communicating to him, and then he should have ran and proclaimed the good news and met the needs of the poor. Is Jesus calling us? Yes. Does Jesus desire to commune with us? Yes. When we get up in the morning, should we not run to him to receive his gospel, his power to transform our lives? And upon receiving it, because we ran to him, then we will naturally do what? We will run for him and proclaim the good news which we have come to understand. And upon running for him, then others will run to him. May God help us so that his will may be done. Amen.